improvements we think we've made to children's social care over the last 4 years, more importantly as well, of course, the last couple of years. And as members will know, that we've been subject to an Ofsted inspection for the last 3 weeks. So much of this presentation is how we set the scene with Ofsted. Tomorrow we get the feedback, so the last slide says, well, you know how we get on, that will be tomorrow. So at that point, I'll hand over to Cathy, who will start us.
Okay, I'm not going to read verbatim the slides, and I think you're very aware of our improvement journey, but just to highlight the early milestones that we took in terms of improving children's services. So really critical in our journey has been getting appropriate thresholds in place around safeguarding. And that was something that we started very early on in our journey, partly looking at our early health offer, but more importantly, working with Hampshire to integrate our services with the MASH front door, which I know that many of you have the opportunity to visit. We also, as people will recall, we were really struggling to recruit social workers. It happens after a poor inspection, we lose a lot of staff. That was also really hard to attract employees to a council that was deemed to be inadequate in terms of children's services. So that was one of our really early challenges and something that we've worked really hard at. Following on from kind of the very initial steps, these are some of the things that we feel absolutely we have put in place over this 4 year journey. So having a safe front door, the thresholds that I've mentioned, we worked with Hampshire to bring across their policies and procedures, which were all up to date and really rigorous, and we've embedded them with the staff on the island. Really important, a lot of the same staff are here that were here 5 years ago, and actually it's been about the quality of leadership and management. Those staff. We always wanted to do a good job on the island, but perhaps were prevented from doing so. So it's been about equipping them with the resources and the leadership in order for their social work to flourish. It was about having robust management grip, having safe systems for staff, and having really good management oversight in terms of decision making on cases. Really good partnership working across all of our partner agencies, and particularly with early health and our family centres being seen now as a national model of practice. Joint working with our YOCT team, who are now based in this building and whom we work really cooperatively in, particularly in cases where our looked after children are perhaps involved in the criminal justice system. And developing our care leave offer, which had withered really, I would say, up until about 5 years ago, and we've really reinvigorated that. Central to the work that we've delivered has also been about the voice of the child and making sure that we understand what our children and young people want from our services and that they have an influence in shaping what we provide. Some improvements that we've made very recently, so over the last year, we've changed some of the structure of our teams to produce transition points for parents. Parents told us that they were having to tell their story when they were in an assessment process, and then they were passed to another social worker in another team if it was decided that actually we needed to have a period of child protection planning or child need planning. We've reduced that transition. That means interventions can start earlier with families, and also families don't have to keep repeating their story. They have the same social worker through that process. We've put in PAs, personal assistants, into the social work teams. That means that social workers can spend more time out with families rather than being caught up with bureaucracy in the office. We've developed what we call the FIT approach. That's adult substance misuse workers and adult mental health workers, who rather than us having to refer to outside agencies that are actually in place in our social work teams, so they can work at the pace of the child's plan. We don't have to wait for a referral to go through the system. And we've worked really hard with other commissioners, such as the CCG, such as public health, such as housing, to look at how we can use our resources more efficiently and effectively together to develop commissioning specifications that work for our families. We've recruited volunteers, particularly around family support, and also helping us with some of our children return from missing and undertaking interviews with those young people to understand why they've gone missing, what are the push and pull factors, and what we can do to try and address that. We've talked about the RAF team earlier. That's been a real development for us over the last year. We've helped with those edge of care cases. We've developed reunification work to help families where a child's in care, where we actually everybody wants to try and get that child home safely and to stop that child perhaps returning into care in the future. We've launched a new fostering and adoption marketing campaign, developed a quality framework, and a local offer for care leaders.
So, a few slides from me, and then mine is quickly. They have words on, they have pictures, because that's what I like talking to. One of the key signs of a healthy system is low agency social workers. National problem in terms of recruitment and retention and spirit of social workers. The line at the bottom there is the Isle of Wight. You can see it's significantly below the South East average, it's significantly below the English average. The reason for that is because, well, in part because we're an island, so it is the workforce that we have, but also because staff want to work here, it's a good place to work. Morale, we were saying, strong. Another measure of a healthy system is caseloads. To a degree, Ofsted would say they should be as low as possible. We would say you have to be pragmatic. Average caseloads, you can see there, are around about 20. Given that social workers have PAs, we would say that's manageable, very manageable, in my view. And given that we have good management oversight, that means our social workers have the capacity to do social work. You can see the trajectory over the last 4 years down, and we think with some further changes to the plan over the next 12 months, it will continue to fall, which is a real positive. So these are numbers of children on a child protection plan. So those who are at risk of significant harm, you can see over the last 4 years that they have continued to come down. And the reason they've come down is because the partnership is working. So the safeguarding board, all of the partners, the schools, health, etc., working together to protect children. And also because we're doing better. So they don't need to be on a child protection plan because the risk is being addressed at an earlier stage. That's a really good sign, I think, of a healthy system. And then one that is challenging for us, so the numbers of children coming into care. And you can see it's right that our rate is higher than our statistical neighbours in England. Because when we went into that about 5 years ago, 2012 to be precise, the right children weren't in care. They were left in their homes, they were in the community, and they were at risk. When the Hampshire Partnership started, we said there's going to be a lot of children coming into care, and that's exactly what happened. And why are they still coming into care? Because we're still identifying some. But it's slowed down. Over the last 3 years, our rate of children coming 4% in average now over the 3 years. That's only just fractionally over the English average. So it's starting to slow down. And again, I think that's a sign of a healthcare system. That just shows you the age profile of children, whether they're on child protection plan, whether they're children in care. What I would particularly point out is the red blocks at 16 and 17. Those are children who have been in the system now for a few years. And they're starting to work through. We may therefore see that line go down about our rate of children in care. We may. It may not go down the back. Yes.
So we show you every quarter some of our ways that we track and monitor how we've been finding effective in our responses to children and families. Also, one of our measures is that we undertake children and family assessments. There's a target to complete those within 45 days. If it's a Section 47 child protection investigation, that's a much speedier process. But for the normal child and family assessment, it's 45 days. And this just shows, again, how we've done some concentrated work to really increase the percentage of those that are completed within timescales. Sometimes there are reasons for delays. Families might not be contactable, or we might need some more support from some more information from medical professionals, etc. So sometimes that delay is justifiable. But we want to aim to be really at the top end of 80 to 90%. And another indicator that we use internally is to look at how quickly we move from child protection investigation into an initial child protection conference. Our target is to do that within 15 days, and I'm really pleased to say that actually for the past few months we've been achieving above 90%, in fact 100% for the last 3 months. So I think that's again an indicator of a very healthy system. We don't just look at performance data, and I know that at our next meeting, it's our next one, we're going to give you a presentation about our quality assurance processes, because it's not just about looking at compliance, it's also looking about the quality of our practice. And we've developed a really robust quality assurance framework. And this is just a nice kind of diagram, really, that just explains all the different ways that we understand what our social workers are doing, and actually is it the best quality practice that we can deliver for our families. So that's through doing case audits, that's doing peer inspections, and we're in the process with Hampshire where we go across there and part of peer inspections in Hampshire, and then our colleagues come over here with a degree of independence to kind of look at our services as well. Our supervision of our staff, we do direct observations, all of us take part in those and go out on visits or observe meetings of our staff. And also really importantly, our client feedback, and that's parents as well as children themselves. We've identified ourselves some areas for continuous improvement, and I think it's really clear that actually this is a continuous journey. We're not just going to rest on our laurels. We actually feel that we can drive performance to even better stages. So some of the things that we are doing to do that is increasing placement choice and making matching possible with our children and our children who come into care. So that's about our fostering campaign at the moment. Enhancing our analysis in our assessment, in our chronologies, which is the history of our families. We collect all that information together again, so that's so families don't have to keep repeating their stories. We talked about healthcare, we've looked after children, education, attendance and attainment, and we know that's on an improving trajectory, so we want to keep our focus on that. And continue our focus on recruitment and retention. We've been very successful, but we need to keep at that. Increasing evidence of our reflective supervision and always learning from each other. That's one of the beauties of the partnership, is that we can learn from each other constantly. We're really pleased that the Wildfire Council, through the transformation funding, has actually invested in children's services nearly £500,000 over the next 2 years. And that is for us to undertake some transformation work about the way we deliver social work in the future. So we are looking at, and again working with Hampshire, developing a family-focused, strengths-based resilience methodology, which will inform all of our work with families, and to expand the really successful work of our FIT workers, and we're looking to recruit 2 child mental health practitioners who are actually going to sit in our children's services teams, rather than again having to refer through to different agencies to do that. Increasing flexibility for our staff to be able to work in a more mobile, technically enabled way. So that's through giving our staff mobile devices so they can record information when they're out in the field. And also we're investing in a new case management system. We've invested in a graduate entry training programme, a GETS programme for social workers, so when they come into work in this local authority, they have a year's programme of induction and support. And also we've developed, as Sophie spoke about earlier, a neglect strategy and an online toolkit for our practitioners. That wasn't just a one-off piece of work, we're going to keep developing that, and actually that's getting some national recognition. We've talked at the conferences nationally about it, and so it's something that we will continue to evolve.
So, that's what we're telling this committee is our journey over the last 5 years. I know that was Mr. Scott, something that you've heard before. And that's what we looked Ofsted in the eyes and said, this is our journey, we really believe in this, we're passionate that we have made real differences in terms of outcomes to children and the quality of service that we are delivering. Last bullet point, we now wake up to come about most recent inspection. Well, that's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, so on our manual inquiries.
Do we have?
Yes.
Councillor Andre.
Thank you very much for that presentation. I won't keep you very long because I know with Ofsted coming in, it's been a very stressful time. One of the things you mentioned was just briefly marketing for adoption. Was that to recruit more adoption families, right? Because obviously we are rebranding anyway. I think it's March, April time that we are joining with about four other areas to go to Adopt South. And obviously there will be a big marketing there, but I appreciate there's always an ongoing need for us to recruit families. And the other area that I'd just like to highlight, because I don't know if it's actually come up on the radar, if something that Pat Fosted would mention, but I am very, very well aware that there is increasingly a big connection between young people who are transitioning gender and mental health. And I would like to think that there would be provision in that, because I know that there has been, I know that there has been some training done through CAMHS, but I'm aware of a service user that actually didn't have the experience that they would have wanted. But I think that is going to be a very big issue with gender transition, and it's just at that time when these young people will be going through CAMHS and transitioning between the children's mental health and adult mental health. Thank you.
Yes, it's an area that we are very aware of, and as you know, there was training to the conference earlier in the year, and actually there's recently been launched some work that we've joined up with Hampshire on in terms of our looked after children and LGBT+ as well. So we're raising the profile of that and in terms of the skills and awareness of our own staff, but absolutely I think it's an area for focus in the future.
Thank you.
Just one thing to add. Nationally, there have been some child deaths where it's a time of incredible vulnerability, yeah, and if they're not given the right support, these children, stroke young people at that crucial age, then actually these are very sad consequences. So we are very aware of those risks.
Yes, Councillor Hart.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll say that I think that was a brilliant presentation, Cathy. And Stuart.
Thank you, Stuart.
Well, Cathy's here all the time, it wouldn't be nice. No, I'd like to thank what you both have done. As a member of the fostering family, I'd like to thank you for what you've done for that, because it's improved our end. And it's so nice when you go to these fostering families that you can see how it's changed over the last year. So I would like to thank you for that. You know, and I do appreciate it, Cathy, what you do and what you do as well, Stuart, to actually get these people and get it working so that everybody's working together and going in the same direction. Because at one time it was almost scattered and people going in all different directions, and it just needed it all down. Thank you.
Right, if we don't have any more questions on this, my very